above not going through the primary. If I want information, I go to the clerk's office. I fill it, and if it's personally related, not commission related, I go to the clerk. I fill out a PSR, and I get the information.
Well, we can have that as part of this, that they have to fill that out before they can get in.
If you want information that pertains to the collector's office in regard to whether taxes are paid, how many years, it's public information. There was always a public computer there that they could come in and look at the same thing, recorder's office. You can go into the public computer, anything to do with that office. They can search it out themselves and find it. And that would be the, and no, then they do not go to the county clerk's office and fill out a PSR for that or anything. They're going to the collector's office, or I'm going to use the recorder because I'm more familiar. And I know how it used to be in the assessor, but they go to that office for information that pertains, that's open to anyone. They could set it home in the computer and do it, or they can come to that public computer there and search it out for themselves, not taking up the time of your...
So what you're saying is that what we're already giving away, we should shut down.
Because
we're giving out too much there anyway.
I don't know what you're giving away, but if it's public information that's accessible...
It's got their names. It's got two addresses, their mailing address and their situs address. It tells their base and adjust.
Is it on the computer, on a screen that they would, a public computer that they'd look up?
That's what you currently have. That's what you see now. So, you know... Why we wouldn't want to go ahead and have a subscription available for the realtors and all to get the information for selling houses here with accurate measurements, that seems...
We have a disclaimer on the website that this is not be used for... Mm-hmm. How does that go, Mark?
Mm-hmm. Like professional... Uh-huh. Purposes or something like that.
No guarantee that this is accurate. So if I'm a realtor and I want to trust that I've got totally accurate information, I guess I'd go out and do whatever I would have to do to get that accurate information.
Well, there's a new format for realtors, too, that it also has the square footage disclaimer that people have to do their own due diligence. That's a brand new form they put out. But in this case, I mean, I think it's a good way for us to have others other eyes on it, at least locally, for if there's a mistake or if somebody sees that, you know, something's missing or should be added on, then we would know.
I think we give our appraisers every tool that they need to do their work as accurately as they can in the job of the assessor's office. And
that's more than what's on there now, right? Beacon doesn't show all that information right now, does it?
No. When you go to other counties, they show it.
Okay.
And then, like I said, some charge for it, some don't. So.
I think people, I could be wrong, but I think if people knew in those other counties what all information was available for a small fee, I'd hate to be the ones giving out that information.
I used to get complaints from customers on the taxes of them being able to look and everything. No, customers do not like their privacy invaded any more than it has to be. And of course, it's out there everywhere. And I would explain that this is public information, everything. But we're offering to give out more public. We're offering to make it more open, more public than what...
Don't we allow Beacon... by request to be removed, for people to be removed, that's available to the public as well, if by request?
No. That's kind of a specialized thing that the police are in on. It's like safe at home program.
Why would we not allow?
Well, sometimes you have a police officer that...
I understand that. But I'm saying, why would we not allow anybody in the public to not want their information blasted on the internet?
I would love that myself, but according to the Sunshine Law, we have to do that. That's what they say.
Who's they?
If you look in what the government's written for the Sunshine Law, these things are supposed to be public knowledge. You're right. They make special cases where people can be hidden, but I looked into trying to do that, and I cannot. It's not allowed. It has to be someone at a higher pay grade than mine that decides who isn't shown.
If I wanted to hide mine and not have mine on there, could it be hidden?
Yeah, I think, don't we have to go to, is it Tanya or Melissa that pulls it up?
That is probably Tanya.
So then, saying then any person that wants it hid, they would go to whoever, Tanya or whatever.
And so, then, so far it's just been law enforcement. You know, that's all I know.
There's a few others.
But there's a few. There's other high-ranking county people that have chose to not be on there as well. And
I saw that one too.
But I don't...
I got tired of people knocking on my door at noon on a Sunday.
I never came to your house.
You didn't, but...
I have people come all the time.
I showed up at your business, but I didn't, you know.
Oh, that's public, I don't care.
No, we have people. But
all
no,
the
we
time.
Walk a fine line here on privacy, and I'm the very first one to say, I don't want anybody to know. I'd rather keep it all private. But I want to find a way so that my homeowner can see what we've got. I want to have some interaction with them. And then also, like I said, the problem is there's so many realtors, and they're constantly calling. And I've already told my people no more over-the-phone, you know, orders. Because it's, when we're doing the assessment stuff, it kind of takes you out of the groove when you're working because you've got to go do this other thing.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know that it's your responsibility of your office to supply anybody, especially a business entity or somebody that's trying to profit off of it.
Can't you just direct them back to the website and pick up their own information off of that?
There's not much website information. That's the problem. That's what we're discussing here. They want the property card. They're asking me for the property card, which shows the measurements and everything and the sketches. That's what they want. If you're wanting to tie the county up and make it all private, that's fine with me.
It's not that I want to make it
private. I don't
want to
get
private.
In trouble, though.
No, it's not private.
Yeah, I don't want to make it private.
Our doors are open.
Yeah, like I said, don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the citizens deserve to know that their information will be online available for a fee. And
the basic stuff we've already got out is available. But like I said, for the more intense stuff, the whole property card that they want.
Let me ask you this. When you say the property card, what all the measurements, the peaks, what all does it show? Does it show, like right now, it just says base of 1,200 square foot.
Base and adjust.
Base and adjust.
Yeah. And
but
people
now
can't
it'll
tell,
actually show.
When you say base, you know, that's the base of the house. But then when you do the adjust, that's porches, the garage, the basement, the full walkout basement. When you get the property card, you can see how we arrived at our figures for that. And so you can look and you can say, well, the guy next door has the exact same house as mine, and for some reason this happened but not this. Why am I getting... That's kind of where it helps because, you know, we have 48,000 plus parcels out there. Mm. And so... I mean, I'm hoping for some feedback, too, in case there's been a discrepancy.
I've never been a realtor, and you are.
Yeah.
But it just dawned on me that when you list a house, that realtor needs to go out of that house because they take pictures of showing, the assessor doesn't assess the inside of the house, they're right. Assessing the outside of the house. The realtor, if they want to list the house, they're showing pictures of that house, of the bedrooms, how many bedrooms, the size of them, and so forth, and you don't do that. The assessor, they're not going to get that from the assessor's office. That realtor's still going to have to go get all that information to properly list it, to show it, to advertise it.
Realtors are an unusual crowd. Everyone becomes a realtor, you know?
I'm not a realtor.
I'm saying it as nice as I can. And so you have people who are very skilled, and they can measure. But then you have people who make it up. And so, and the MLS is full of that. That's why they had to bring out that new paper for people to sign, that they understand that the measurements are, you know, you have to do your own due diligence and measure on your own. because not everybody knows how to measure. And what they're using is, in a neighborhood of houses with walkout basements, when they give your square footage for your house, they'll usually pick just the adjusted amount, and they'll put that's the square footage for the house. So people all the time come in and they buy a house thinking they got 3,600 square feet, when actually,
a thousand of it's porches.
Pardon?
Whenever a thousand of it could be a porch.
Yeah.
How is that the government's problem? Because I'm assuming everybody in this room is pretty conservative and does not want government overreach and doesn't want, people need to take some responsibility on what they buy.
Okay, so we walk around the house. We can see you have a walkout basement. We can actually see it's finished. We're not looking in your windows, but it's pretty obvious that that's a finished place. So we say that you have, 1,200 finished. Then it turns out, you didn't finish half the basement because we're not looking in your windows. Well, is it fair that you're paying taxes on the basement full finished when it should be just 3/4 or half? We just had one where we had an appraiser go out, and it looked like from the outside that it was a finished room above the garage, the way they decorated and done the window from the outside. Then it turns out there was nothing there. And so they called us, could you come out and look, because we really don't have a finished room up there. And we came out and we abated what happened.
That's how it works.
What does that have to do with the realtor?
But if
giving value to that, and the possible purchaser not understanding that there shouldn't be value given to that.
Okay, so this person is paying 10 years. We didn't know that the garage was different. And so now they bring this up. But if someone else comes along and the realtor wants to know what's going on with the house, and he's trying to price a house down the street, he thinks that this garage is finished upstairs, whereas his client doesn't have one. I mean, this is kind of where what they're looking at. They're trying to find something similar.
So you're saying to use it the realtors could use it as a tool to help price homes?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, and I'm serious. Is it the realtor's job to help? I guess it's their job to help assist the seller in valuing their property.
Right, you have to have the appraiser, market analysis. You can't
the appraisers who actually looks at comps, not the assessor, but the appraiser, they're the ones that actually look at comps and find out what homes are actually worth, correct?
When people use an appraiser?
Well, most people probably do, unless it's a cash buy. Banks don't require appraisers?
At the end, they'll bring an appraiser in, but they don't necessarily give their numbers or what they've got. But
the buyer who paid for that information. So why would they give? As long as the bank will loan, then it's nobody else's business besides the bank and the purchaser what those values are. And Missouri is not a
disclosure
state. So
well, and we've also got appraisers who come in here, and they come in our office, and I've been told, I haven't seen this yet, but that they come in and they just start taking pictures of all of our files.
I think the recorder's office doesn't allow, and this is recorder's office, isn't there a sign that says they're not allowed to take photos or bring in?
Yeah, and the recorder also charges to make a copy
of the map.
Of whatever they pull up in Laredo. Their public terminals is the Laredo program.
Yeah.
And whenever they print something from there, I guess you're more than welcome to write notes on a piece of paper.
She's got specific statutes.
You do too.
And say what
the county does too. If the collector, so much per document and so forth. That's,
right.
There's a policy.
But they have I think it's a statuted rate that they have to follow.
And the hourly for the
person
that's doing it. Yeah, it's covered by statute.
I think our hesitancy pretty much stems from we want to make sure that the citizens' privacy